couple follow-up questions I'm going to use to kill time till I get my newsletter open to see what the trivia question was for the Diamondbacks ticket giveaway. This is for next Saturday's game. We host the Padres. First pitch, 5:10 p.m. Somebody questioned earlier and said, I just heard something about crawfish today. Yes. If you get yourself to show,
that's right.
Crawtoberfest, and they're obviously taking a pun off of crawfish, but if you look at it, broken out, it's crawl to beer fest. Unincidentally spelled that out. You can go on to the Sholos Chamber of Commerce website, and they've got a posting there for the event. Bobby is up there cooking crawfish this weekend.
Boudreaux.
And then another person was like, what is the name of that app? I've got a second home. My tax guy was just saying I needed to bring in all the paperwork and documents of all the improvements we've done. And this would have been a perfect application to have had that all in. So you just go to rosieonthehouse.com/app, and there you can learn about it. And if that's something you wanted to sign up for, you can.
Homezada.
It's really a program designed to help you
manage your house.
It's calendars, it's alerts, it's reminders, it's projections. By the way, you've got this, you know, your roof is coming up on 30 years old. Here's what the average job for roof replacement is going for in your neighborhood. So it can give you the tools to know if you've got to pull out some equity to get it done or take a loan out from the roofer. Most roofing contractors have lenders they work with now, or if it's something that, you know, you've got your own lender, you know, how are we going to pay for this, whatever. Whatever it is you need
Homes
to do for your home. So just go to rosieonthehouse.com/app. All right, so the trivia question for the Diamondbacks ticket.
We were designing it,
and they found us, and it took me 6 months to call them back because I was so deflated that somebody beat us to market with this thing. And the more I looked at it, I thought, you know, this is our struggle was finding a developer that could do it. And I thought, well, here's the developer, and they've already got it done. So we licensed it for the state of Arizona. So what year was Luis Gonzalez post-team record 30-game hitting streak? And what year did Luis Gonzalez post a team record 30-game hitting streak? So you would have to be fancy. This is one thing I got to work with Lance on. He's such a sports fan. His trivia questions are so complicated. And you know what's funny? He didn't give me the answer. All he says is hint, it was before they won the World Series. So what year did Luis Gonzalez post a team record 30-game hitting streak? If you know that answer, text it to 411-923. I'll figure out the answer. We'll pick a random right winner in the next before the end of the programming segment.
We'll have two great tickets for you to go watch the Padres next Saturday afternoon. Should be a nice game. They're gonna be able to start leaving the roof open. It's going to be so nice here. Boy, yeah. It felt great this morning. So we talked about the 5 W's of remodeling in last hour. We're talking about gates and fences, and there's so much a part of Arizona living. My daughter, who lives in Minneapolis, south of Minneapolis, about 20 miles, a little town called Belle Plaine, you can look right straight into the back window of every one of their neighbor's houses. There isn't a fence anywhere.
You know, is snow the answer?
Nowhere. I don't know.
Because how... Take the block wall system, the Dooley block wall system of Arizona, put it in Minnesota that gets 3 feet of snow per year,
and calculate
that to the runoff. Is that the why they don't do that?
It could be.
Is snow the answer?
But a lot of the problems we hear...
Doesn't explain Louisiana. They don't have snow there.
It doesn't.
But nor block walls.
in having a backyard wall, generally, that's either going to be a wood post and slats, or it's going to be masonry. Now, if it's masonry, it can be a fence block which it most generally is, which is a narrow block that isn't made to hold up a house. It's only made to separate your back wall from your neighbor's back wall. And it's generally not painted, but it can come from the factory pre-stained in several different colors. And a lot of you hate the white chalk that shows up on those walls. It's called efflorescence. And when we get back after this short break, I'm going to talk to you about how you can remove that, but better yet, how you can prevent it from ever occurring on our ongoing conversation about block walls, wood fences, and gates of all types here at Rosie on the House.